Hello, writers. It's Laura Purdy Salas here on Friday, February 22nd, 2019. You can probably hear that I'm a little hoarse, and I will talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Writing-wise, over the past couple of weeks, two manuscripts have been my focus. The first one is Color, which is one that an editor suggested a topic to me, and I really struggled with finding the right form and structure for it for a few months. And I finally, it finally kind of clicked and fell into place. I was planning to show it to my critique group right before I flew to Georgia for a family wedding, but it snowed really heavily here in Minnesota, and so I did not get to show it to them. And in an unusual move for me, I went ahead and sent it to the editor. I read it a few more times, and I felt like it was ready for me to get feedback on it from her to see if she even was interested in that approach at all. So I went ahead and sent that off, which usually most things go through my critique group at least once. And the other manuscript is called Maybe. This is another one with a different editor who suggested a manuscript. And this one I worked on the flight down to Georgia. And we were driving. Traffic in Atlanta is, holy smokes, unbelievable. And so we spent a lot of time every day driving, at least a couple of hours, to get to other family members to visit. And so I spent a couple little sessions working on that manuscript. And my critique group is actually meeting this Sunday after we got snowed out. So I'm bringing that manuscript with me and looking forward to getting feedback. I got a few lovely rejections over the past couple of weeks from editors who had nice things to say about manuscripts, but not quite right for them, and inviting me to send more stuff, so that's always encouraging, although of course I would rather have an acceptance. I read final pages, so these are galleys where I was proofreading a digital copy of Winter, which is my rhyming nonfiction picture book that will come out this fall. So that was, it's very intense reading those final pages because it's my last chance to catch something that's wrong. And so I always worry about missing something big. Hopefully I did not. So when I came back from Georgia, I had no voice, literally none. I don't think I spoke a word out loud for 2 days. And I got a lot of good advice from my Writing for Children Facebook group, thank you, because I was freaking out because I had a school visit on Thursday. And by following their advice, and I drank gallons of tea and a million lozenges, excuse me, and I did some throat rescue exercises, and I had a school visit yesterday, and I had my microphone. And the kids were really well behaved, thank goodness. And so overall, it went really well. I did give the media specialist at the school a heads up a couple days ahead of time because I was worried I would have no voice. And so we talked a little back and forth. And then the day before, she called me to see how my voice sounded. And we agreed that with a microphone, I should be able to manage it. And I did. She was super helpful. And the day actually went very smoothly, although I couldn't speak all that loud. but I think the key thing is if you think you're getting sick and that you might not be able to make some speaking engagement, to give people as much notice as possible and to get them involved in the decision making. I'm not sick, I'm not contagious, I don't have, a cold or a flu. It's really just my voice. so that played into the decision, and I'm glad everything, you know, that everything worked out. And in other news, the manuscript that I've been asked, the project that I've been asked to possibly be a co-author on, I talked about this in a video in the Writing for Children Facebook group, and that looks like it might be moving forward, and I am meeting with that editor on Monday, so I'll keep y'all posted on that. I'm not going to subject you to my voice anymore, because I can tell it's going fast. But I do want to say thank you to my patrons, especially my new patrons, Rose Capelli and Pat Bauer. You guys are the reason that I am doing this weekly audio little clip to update people on my week, and that I'm trying to create new resources for writers. So I really appreciate you guys. All right, I'm going to sign off now. I hope you guys have a fabulous writing week, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.